Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and I want to take a second to welcome you to the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We're asking you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled The Dream Killer. And we're learning about walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. And the reality is that the only way to enjoy the good plans, the good desires, the good dreams that God has for us is to walk in the Spirit. And friend, if you and I walk in the flesh is a dream killer. It will destroy every good dream, every good plan that God has for you and me. And so let's go back over to Galatians chapter 5, and let's look there again at verse 16. And it says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Verse 17 says, "For the flesh desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." And so we are commanded in this verse to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Now, friend, there is much on the line when it comes to walking in the Spirit and walking in the flesh. There's a lot on the line. Let's go over to Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, and we'll see that there. In verse 8 of chapter 6, it says, "For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And so there are results of walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. There is fruit that is produced from walking in the Spirit, and there is fruit produced from walking in the flesh. Now, if you walk in the flesh or sow to your flesh, the scripture said that you will reap corruption. The word corruption means decay, ruin, perish. It means to be destroyed. It means to shrivel or to wither. And this walking in the flesh will cause corruption and destruction and perishing in your life, in this life. And we see that throughout Scripture. People who don't follow the Lord and don't follow the leading of the Spirit of God, they reap corruption. But he went on to say that he that sows to the Spirit, or he that walks in the Spirit, you could say, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, this isn't talking just about eternal life as spending eternity with the Father. This word life deals with a blessed existence. It deals with a prosperous existence. And we see that play out in Scripture, that people who follow the Lord and heed the Spirit's leading and command, they enjoy a blessed existence in this life. They enjoy a prosperous, victorious existence in this life. And so there's a lot on the line when it comes to you and I walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. The person that sows to his flesh, again, will reap corruption. Now, why is that? Why will you reap corruption and destruction if you sow to the flesh? And friend, you can experience corruption and decay and destruction and things withering in any area of your life. That can happen in your mind, that can happen in your body, that can happen in your relationships, in your marriage, that can happen in your finances. And if you sow to the flesh and don't follow the Spirit's leading, you will reap corruption. But why is that? Well, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, It says this, in times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Now, we brought this out on yesterday's broadcast, but I wanted to remind you today that when you're walking in the flesh, and you can see from that verse that when you're fulfilling the desires of the flesh, you are actually following the enemy. You are living according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. And so to walk in the flesh is to follow the enemy. And this is why when you sow to your flesh and walk in your flesh, you are going to reap corruption and destruction. Let me remind you that John 10:10 says that the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so if you follow the enemy, if you follow the thief, he is going to lead you into a place of corruption. He is going to lead you into a place of destruction. And so this is how he operates. He will bring to you carnal thoughts, fleshy thoughts that are accompanied by feelings. And what he's endeavoring to do is he's endeavoring to ignite the desires of your flesh so that you will walk in the flesh, which is in all reality following him. And that's what he wants you to do. He wants to bring you a carnal thought. Come on, friend, have you ever had one? A carnal thought, a fleshy thought. And when that thought comes to you, you start to have these feelings. And your body is saying, do it, do it. Now, why is the enemy doing this? What is he after? He wants you to follow him. And so he brings these carnal thoughts to you. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, it says, abstain from fleshy lust, which war against the soul. And the soul has to do with your mind and your emotions. And so these carnal thoughts, these carnal desires, they war against your soul. They attack your mind and your emotions. And so the enemy will. He'll bring to you a carnal thought, a fleshy thought, a desire for something that is of the flesh and something that the Spirit of God wouldn't have you to do. And he wants you to give in to that desire, because to do so is to follow him. And if you follow him, he is going to lead you into a place of corruption and destruction. And so that is what the enemy's after. He is after the destruction that the flesh produces. He is not desiring to get you to act immorally just because he likes immorality. He does like immorality, and he does like it when you act immorally, but there's a reason why. And the reason why is because the immorality and the giving in to the flesh produces destruction. Remember, John 10:10 says that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It didn't say that he comes to just get people to act immorally or to give in to immorality. He's after something more than that. He wants what the immorality produces. He wants what giving in to the desires of the flesh produce, and it produces destruction. And this is why he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so you got to be conscientious of the reality that he's not just trying to get me to act immoral because he likes immorality. He's after what that will produce. And what that will produce is it will produce destruction in our lives. He that sows to the flesh, and sowing to the flesh is following the enemy, that will end up in destruction. Now the rest of that verse says that he that sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And so things won't be destroyed. They won't be ruined. They won't be withering and decaying in your life when you follow the Spirit. No, the opposite of that will happen. Things will be flourishing. Things will be strong. Things will be prospering when you follow the dictates of the Holy Spirit. Come on, when you're doing what the Spirit of God is leading your spirit to do, it will end up in life. It will end up in a blessed existence. It will end up in a prosperous existence. Your things in your life, they won't be withering. They won't be decaying. They won't be perishing, but they will be flourishing and prospering. Now, what is walking in the Spirit? Walking in the Spirit is following the dictates of the Holy Spirit. And come on, friend, when you follow the Holy Spirit, He is going to lead you into a good place. You know, Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm to a lot of us, but in verse 1 it says this, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, shepherd is someone that a sheep follows. And so you're talking about the Lord being the one that the psalmist follows. Now, what do you say? "The Lord is my shepherd." You could say, "He's the one I follow. I will not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Friend, did you notice where the person ends up who follows the Lord? They end up in a good place. They end up enjoying a blessed, flourishing existence. And when you and I sow to the Spirit and follow the leading of the Spirit, He is going to lead us into a good place. He is going to lead us into a blessed existence. He is going to lead us into a prosperous place. Now, friend, you can't end up in that good place if you follow the dictates of the flesh. The people that are going to prosper and the people that are going to enjoy a blessed existence and reap life are the ones who follow the leadings and the dictates of the Spirit. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 8 says this, "They that are in the flesh cannot please God." They that are in the flesh cannot please God. And friend, you need to understand something. God told us in His Word what pleases Him. In Psalm 35, 27, He said that by His Spirit that the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And so this is what pleases God. And this is why you and I walking in the flesh, Romans 8:8 again says, "So they that are in the flesh cannot please God." This is why when you and I walk in the flesh, we cannot please God, because when we walk in the flesh, we will not prosper. We will not enjoy prosperity and enjoy a blessed existence. And that is what pleases the Lord. And so God's not interested in you and I walking in the Spirit just for the sake of moral good behavior. Friend, He wants that. He's all for moral good behavior, but why? Because God likes what the moral good behavior produces, and it produces prosperity in the lives of His people, and that's what He gets pleasure in. God does not like destruction. He does not like death. He does not like His people living a cursed, broken, impoverished existence. He does not like it when things are decaying in any area of your life, spirit, soul, and body. And this is why He does not like it when you and I are living by the flesh, walking in the flesh, because if we do walk in the flesh, it's going to lead to us perishing. It's going to lead to corruption. And so when you and I walk in the Spirit, we can please the Lord. We can please Him because we are positioned to prosper, and our prosperity is what He finds pleasing. That's what He said in His Word. And again, on the other side of that, Satan is not interested in you acting immorally just so he can say, ha ha, I got you to act immorally. He is after what the immorality produces. And so, friend, you can see there's a lot on the line when it comes to walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, there's much on the line when it comes to walking in the Spirit versus walking in the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we reap life. If we walk in the flesh, we reap corruption. Number two, sowing to your flesh leads to corruption. And then number three, sowing to the Spirit leads to life, leads to a blessed existence. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to walk in the Spirit. Lord, we know that you take pleasure in our prosperity. And when we walk in the flesh, you get no pleasure in that, because walking in the flesh will cost us our prosperity. And so, Lord, we're asking you for grace and help and strength to walk in the Spirit and not be governed and dictated by our flesh. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled The Dream Killer. We'll see you then.